time to grow. For he who has begun a good work in you will complete it in the day of Christ Jesus. At the point of new birth, he who began this new work in you made a promise. He promised to perform a good work in you until the day that Jesus comes to take us home. What he started in you, he'll continue until you're conformed into his likeness. Spiritual perfection. Perfection of the Spirit was reached the second we believed. Soulical perfection. Perfection of the soul takes a whole lifetime. Bodily perfection. Perfection of the body must wait until the resurrection. What is so hard to accept is that God takes his time to bring us to perfection. God is never in a hurry. God always produces at his appointed time. He will do it in you and he'll do it in me. What he purposes for our very best. And he will do it in his time and in his way and for his glory. But for our benefit. I was reminded of this truth yesterday as I was searching for some missing data. One great godly saint who understood the time-weather principle of God wrote, "Many a young Christian who has not been warned of this necessary voyage of discovery upon which the Holy Spirit will certainly embark him has been plunged into almost incurable despair at the sight of the sinfulness which is his by nature. He has in the first place rejoiced greatly in the forgiveness of his sins and his acceptance by God. Oh, but sooner or later he begins to realize that all is not well and that he has failed and fallen from the high standard which he set himself to reach in the first flush of his conversion. Oh, how invariably this is the very experience of those great saints of faith that we respect. And yet how unfailingly we doggedly follow this same downward path, unaware of its celestial goal." He continues. He begins to know something of the experience that Paul so graphically describes. "What I would, that I do not, but what I hate that I do," Romans 7:15. And in consequence, he feels that the bottom has fallen out of his Christian life. Oh, and then perhaps the devil whispers to him that it is no good thing he is going on, because he will never be able to make the grade. Oh, little does he know how healthy his condition is. And this shattering discovery is but the prelude to a magnificent series of further discoveries of things which God has expressly designed for his eternal enrichment. The contradictions of Scripture clearly enwrap the wisdom of God. The paradoxes of our Christian life conceal the work that God is performing within. For he who began a good work in you will complete it. As we start to comprehend the incomprehensible wisdom of God, we hide our face, for the place whereon we are treading is holy ground. His plans are without comparison, and his purposes are without measure. For he is not working a work in you just for time, but God is working for your eternal benefit and for his glory. Christ walked this earth in his humanity, in obedient humility to his Father's will. It was a life under the shadow of a cross, despised, rejected, in apparent defeat. And in like manner he requires no less of those that are called by his name. But the beloved Son of his love, will walk this earth in his majesty. It will be a life of power seated on the throne, crowned with authority, victorious. And in like manner, he requires no less of those that are called by his name. And so rejoice in whatever circumstances of life you find yourself. For he who has begun a good work in you will complete it in the day of Christ Jesus.